Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to explore the top 8 signs of poor ergonomics at work and discuss how identifying these early warning signs can prevent serious workplace injuries. Whether you are an employer, an insurer, or a worker, understanding the relationship between the environment and the human body is essential for maintaining health and productivity. Poor ergonomics at work is one of the most common and often overlooked causes of workplace injury. Many issues begin as minor discomfort during daily tasks, but over time, these small signs can develop into more serious musculoskeletal injuries that affect the neck, back, shoulders, and upper limbs. For many workplaces, the early warning signs are easy to ignore. Discomfort may be seen as just a part of the job or dismissed as temporary. However, ongoing strain can reduce productivity, increase fatigue, and lead to higher workers' compensation claims if left unaddressed. Recognizing these signs early is important for both employees and employers, as it supports better risk management and allows workplaces to take action before minor issues become long-term injuries. Ergonomic risks occur when a work setup or a specific task does not match the physical needs of the worker. In a workplace setting, these risks often stem from a poor workstation setup, repetitive tasks, awkward or sustained postures, and unsuitable equipment. These conditions place continuous stress on the body during everyday activities. This mismatch between the worker and the task leads to physical strain and fatigue, and if the situation isn't corrected, it often results in injuries affecting the neck, back, shoulders, and upper limbs. Because these issues develop gradually, they can be quite hard to detect in the early stages, which is why understanding the risks is the first step in prevention. Identifying how work tasks and environments impact the body allows workplaces to make practical adjustments that reduce strain and improve overall safety. It is a common misconception that ergonomic risks are only found in physically demanding roles. In reality, they occur in a wide range of work environments. Office workstations are a frequent source of risk, where poor chair support, incorrect screen height, and prolonged sitting lead to significant strain. Warehouse and manual handling roles involve repetitive lifting and carrying, which increases the risk of musculoskeletal injuries without proper technique. We also see significant risks in remote or work-from-home setups, which often lack proper ergonomic design, as many workers use temporary setups that don't support good posture. Finally, driving roles present unique risks due to prolonged sitting and limited movement. When we look at the top 8 signs of poor ergonomics, the first and perhaps most common is increasing neck and shoulder pain. Persistent discomfort in these areas is often caused by incorrect monitor height or extended reach distances. Over time, this leads to long-term musculoskeletal issues and a reduced capacity to work. Second is rising lower back pain. This is commonly linked to prolonged sitting and poor posture, which can contribute to absenteeism and limit an employee's ability to perform tasks effectively. The third sign involves wrist or repetitive strain symptoms. Pain or discomfort in the wrists may result from poor keyboard and mouse positioning or repetitive tasks, which increases the risk of repetitive strain injuries. Fourth, we look at headaches and eye strain. Improper screen positioning, glare, and poor lighting can all lead to these symptoms, which directly affect concentration and reduce productivity. Fifth is increased fatigue and reduced productivity. Ongoing physical strain can lead to fatigue even during low-intensity tasks. This is a key business signal, as reduced energy levels impact efficiency and output. The sixth sign is a constant need for workstation adjustments. If an employee is frequently adjusting their chair, screen, or equipment, it usually indicates the workstation is not properly set up for them. Seventh is the presence of tingling or numbness. Tingling in the hands, arms, or legs may be caused by nerve compression, and if left unaddressed, this can develop into a serious long-term injury. Finally, we look for visible posture changes. Slouching, a forward head position, or rounded shoulders are clear indicators of poor ergonomics that contribute to chronic strain. To understand the broader impact of these signs, we can see how physical symptoms translate into business risks. For example, neck pain caused by monitor height leads to reduced productivity. Back pain from poor posture leads to absenteeism. Repetitive strain from tasks increases the risk of formal injury claims, while eye strain from screen setup leads to a loss of focus. When these risks are ignored, workplaces see an increase in injuries like back pain and posture-related conditions, leading to higher workers' compensation claims and operational costs. Employees who are in pain or fatigued are less likely to perform at their best, which affects work quality and overall output. If you are concerned about your own workspace, a quick ergonomic self-check can be very helpful. Ask yourself, is your screen at eye level? Are your feet flat on the floor? Are your shoulders relaxed while you are typing? Are your keyboard and mouse within easy reach? And finally, do you feel discomfort after long periods of work? If you answered no to multiple questions, your setup likely needs adjustment. This is where ergonomic assessments become vital. These assessments focus on identifying and reducing risks before they lead to injury by looking at how tasks, equipment, and environments interact with the physical needs of employees. By identifying factors like poor posture or unsuitable equipment early, practical adjustments can be made to improve safety outcomes. This proactive risk management aligns with workplace health and safety obligations and supports long-term employee well-being. Employers should act as soon as these signs begin to appear. Common triggers for action include multiple complaints of discomfort, an increase in minor injuries, or patterns of fatigue. Changes in work environments, such as moving to a hybrid or work-from-home model, also introduce new risks that require attention. Additionally, return to work cases are a critical point for review, as workers may need adjusted setups to support a safe recovery. Oz Rehab supports organizations in managing these needs through a proactive and practical approach. Our services include workstation assessments that evaluate how employees interact with their environment. We identify where poor ergonomics may lead to injury and provide tailored recommendations to improve posture and optimize setups. We also support return to work planning to ensure that environments align with an employee's current capacity, reducing the risk of re-injury. In summary, noticing small signs like discomfort, fatigue, or posture changes is the first step in preventing serious injury. Taking action early allows workplaces to address risks before they affect health and performance. Proactive assessments support better setups, reduce strain, and create a safer, more efficient environment. If you would like to understand how your workplace setup can be improved, you can speak with our team by calling 1-300-391-947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.